Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going back to the conviction phase of the impeachment, the trial, a couple of things, and then I'm going to get to one of the largest issues, and it's a non-issue that cropped up, resulting in the 57-43 bipartisan vote to convict. The Founding Fathers set it at 67. They actually said it a lot less because there weren't 150 states back then with 100 senators, but they said it at two-thirds. Deliberately, such an impossible standard. What it meant was that even the incumbent party of the president had to come to a consensus that he had to go, and they didn't foresee things like extreme partisanship, Citizens United, gerrymandering, a lot of other things. In any event, of course, you can't gerrymander a whole state. But the parties, the state parties, as a result, have gotten much more partisan. In any event, 57, seven of them Republicans, the most bipartisan impeachment that we have had in the history of the United States. Now, a lot of this thing was being cooked in the parking lot. Ted Cruz, in recesses, would meet with the defense lawyers. And he'd say, well, this was effective. That wasn't effective. You should say this. He's a juror. He's a juror. And he's there coaching the defense. Lindsey Graham, Wormwood, crooked little Lindsey Graham, met with him too. He slithered in like a rodent into that room. And he coached the lawyers. This is what you were up to. You had seven honest Republicans, and there are a bunch more who were chicken and wouldn't do it. But that's what you had. You had the Republican hardcore, the Trump base, mind made up. You could have had video of Donald Trump hanging Mike Pence. Donald Trump disguised as a protester with horns, fur, war paint, suddenly taking his hat off and hanging Mike Pence. And they would not have convicted him. Period. End of story. We're going to the lines in order. Eastside Dave, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Eastside Dave?
Good morning. What's a nice way to say happy Monday?
Yeah, happy President's Day.
Oh, I forgot all about
that. Yeah, what's on your mind, Dave? What's on your mind?
Well, I have a very serious complaint that I wanted to run by you and your, you know, our listeners. Which
yeah, go ahead.
That,
what is it?
Okay. I'm sick to death of this two-party system mentality that we have in this country, whereby it's a diverse country of millions of people, and apparently everybody's been hypnotized into thinking that it has to be always either Dem or Republican, and no independent can ever make it. The Green Party can't even make it. You name it, party. And I despair. So I'm going to leave it there.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, Dave's bringing up a good point, and that is, why don't we have more parties? Why don't we have more parties? Remember, the Democratic Party used to have people like Franklin Roosevelt and Harry Truman and Jack Kennedy on one side, and then the segregation of senators. They were Democrats at one time. And right now, you have QAnon, you have Marjorie Taylor Greene in with Mitt Romney in the Republican Party. Obviously, that is a very clumsy construct. The alternative is in Europe, they can have seven parties, eight parties, nine parties, four parties. Macron, the president of France right now, just flat out started his own party when he decided to run. He ended up as president of France. I mean, I don't think you can do that in this country, although Ross Perot got 19% of the vote in 1992. So the point is that theoretically, there's no reason not to have third parties, fourth parties. I mean, we do have the Greens. We do have... we had the American Party, the George Wallace, the segregationist party. But so far, two parties has worked out well for us. I mean, you can have a Bernie Sanders in one hand, and then you can have a Joe Manchin on the other. And they basically vote together on a lot of things, not everything. So I'll be honest with you, Dave. I understand what you're saying, but I think that it works better for us than it does for Europe. Italy had something like 45 governments after the Second World War. In the first 60 years, don't grade me on the exact number, but they'd have a new government every year, practically. You don't want that. You don't want that. Thanks very much for calling. Jason of Madison, my friend, thank you for calling. What's on your mind today, Jason?
I just had a quick question about the votes that come through Senate. Does everything that comes through need a two-thirds majority or just certain things?
Right. No, the good question. In the Constitution, if you impeach a president in the House and want to convict him in the Senate, it takes two-thirds. Everything else by law, is only majority. They have a custom in the Senate called the filibuster. And the filibuster requires 60 votes to break. So somebody like a Rand Paul can get up and say, all right, I want to speak. And there are no time limits in the Senate, no time limits. So Rand Paul can get up and then he can read every play of Shakespeare, the entire Bible. When he's about to faint, he then goes, I yield my time to Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz gets up and starts reading the same thing. The segregationists did that in the early 60s to block civil rights. However, that is not law. That is Senate custom and rule. And the Democrats could reverse that. So they get to do, for each budget, they get to do one thing by majority no matter what. It's called budget reconciliation. And this time they're using it for the COVID relief. They get two budget reconciliations this year because Trump sat on it and he didn't jam his through in the last year. So they get to do one other. But they could easily say, no, we're getting rid of the filibuster. We're getting rid of the filibuster. And they already did, you know, Moscow Mitch already did for Supreme Court appointments. That should have been 60 votes. He goes, no, I'll never get Kavanaugh, Gorsuch and Amy Coney Barrett in. So I'm going to go 51. Okay, so now that's 51. Well, my feeling is maybe we do a lot of stuff 51. And the way I do it with them is, okay, guys, we're not going to bust the filibuster on everything, but we're going to go along. And if you keep screwing around and you keep being a vandal, then this one we'll go no filibuster. That's what I would do. They're too partisan. Republican Party is too captive of its donors after Citizens United. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. Coming back after the break, a lot more after the break.